Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wasalam, wa rasulullah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala. So before we begin, inshallah, a reminder that according to the majority of the ulama, there's no minimum time for i'tikaf. So if you make the niyyah now until you leave the masjid, this will be your time for i'tikaf tonight, inshallah. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about a relatively different topic, which is the concept of sa'ada. I know I gave a khutbah before here in this masjid a long time ago, but today, inshallah, we'll cover a little bit more aspects of this concept of sa'ada. A lot of people always have this question, how can I achieve happiness in this dunya? This is a question on everyone's mind, Muslims and non-Muslims. Everyone is asking the same question. Everyone is trying to be happy in this dunya through halal means or haram means. Everyone is trying their own way. Before we talk about how people try to achieve happiness in this life, halal way or haram way, we'll talk about what makes people unhappy in this world. Well, if you follow the news, this is enough reason to be depressed for the whole year. If you were following the news yesterday, what happened in Turkey, 41 people were killed, more than 150 were injured, and so on and so forth. Palestine, Syria, Iraq, Yemen, Libya, Darfur, Pakistan, all of them. Countries are totally messed up. Dixie Road, yesterday, the explosion. It's messed up. You just take one look at the news in the morning, you're stressed out for the whole month. This is why I stopped looking at the news like 2-3 years ago. I don't follow the news anymore unless someone brings something to my attention. Children, school children in Pakistan being shot to death at a school in Pakistan. What is going on in the world? Muslim women and children are being butchered by other Muslims in some Muslim countries. What is going on here? People are totally messed up. You know, this is why I don't follow the news. So the general atmosphere, the situation in the Muslim world, people being killed in the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands for no reason. And the Prophet ﷺ spoke about this in the hadith, and he says that the day will come, people will be killing each other in the hundreds of thousands or millions. Those who are being killed, they don't know why they are being killed, like the women and the children, the elderly, the innocent people. And those who are doing the killing, they don't really know why they are killing someone other than getting the order from someone to kill other people. So this is the situation now. So the general atmosphere, the political environment in our Muslim countries. The second reason why people are stressed out is because of personal issues. Especially when you leave your country back home, you move here, so you miss your parents. You are a doctor back home, mashallah, you're living a good life, you moved here. Now you're a cab driver. You need a lot of time and a lot of resources and money to get your equivalency, to start a job, to get the to learn English, and you have to go to Alberta to get your equivalency and license, or in Nova Scotia, and your wife will be living in one place, you'll be living in another. So families are broken up because, you know, you need to make a decent living in this country. Or if something happens and you cannot support your family and all of a sudden your wife is asking for a divorce or your kids are running away, right? So if your wife goes to the court, because some of them, they don't want to come to the masjid to talk to the imam, because they know if they talk to the imam and divorce happens, she's going to get the mahar and bye-bye. But some of them, they don't like that. They want to go to the court. They're happy with the law of the queen, but they're not happy with the law of the King of Kings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they think that the law here will give them more, right? So what happens when they complain? They will give her half of your money, your bank account. They will give her half the car, half the house, half your email address, half of your Facebook, everything, like every single thing. So people are stressed out because of personal issues. You have problems at work, your boss is crazy, you go to school, your teacher, the homework, the report, the paper, all that stuff, right? The materialistic society we're living in, you have to work 2-3 jobs to be able to pay the bills and support your family, take care of your kids, give them good Islamic education, you have to pay. They go to the public system, they don't have to pay, but it's totally different system and culture and, you know, whatever. So people have personal issues. Another reason why a lot of people are not happy in this world, mostly because they are not happy with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes in a bad way, sometimes in a positive way. They always want change in their lives. They want to change all the time. This is why they take advantage of this in the media. They get you to buy a new phone every year, a new car every 2-3 years. They make you feel like if you don't buy iPhone 6, you're going to be left out, you know, in the Middle Ages. If you don't buy this car, you know, people are going to look down upon you. You will feel like an idiot if you don't buy something. Where in fact, they're all the same. What is the difference? Tell me, what is the difference between Microsoft Office 2007 and 2010 and 2013? Nothing. And what is the difference between Windows XP, Windows 7 and Windows 10? Nothing. Not much of a difference. But you got to pay $250 to buy something new, to stay in the loop. And the more money you make, the happier you are. This is how they make you think. They make you think that the happiest people in the world are Miley Cyrus and what is his name? Justin Bieber. Where in fact they are taking drugs, they're trying to forget about the world, they're stressed out. And most of these celebrities, the people we look up to, they commit suicide. Robert Williams, if you know this story, he was a happy guy, comedian, he had millionaires. You know, people thought he was happy and he killed himself. Or at least this is what they say in the news. Right? So if you ask someone who is young, like 3-4 years old, what will make you happy in life? They will say, man, I would like to become old. You know, I want to be in my 30s and 40s so I can buy all the toys. I'm going to go to Toys R Us and take a truck with me, fill it with toys. Then I'm going to go to Barn and fill another truck with chocolate and all the good stuff. Ice cream, they don't have ice cream, but other things, right? And when you ask someone who is old, like in their 70s or 80s, okay, you know, what will make you happy? They say, I want to go back to childhood. Like 3-4 years old, I can run around, play basketball. I don't have to have doctor's appointment all the time, right? If you talk to someone who is single, they're having a difficult life. And if you talk to someone who is married, they want to shoot themselves in the head. Why did I ever make this mistake? If you talk to someone who has been married for like 5-7 years and they don't have kids, they live a difficult life. And if you talk to someone who has 5-7 kids, they want to jump out of the window. They want to throw themselves in the ocean so the sharks will eat them. If you talk to a poor person, what would make you happy? Oh man, I hope that Allah will give me a lot of money, millions of dollars. I'm going to buy a nice car, buy his house, I'll live a decent life. You talk to someone who is rich, they will tell you, man, I wish I could lose all my money but get a good night of sleep at night, because every night I'm thinking the thieves, the hearses and the chor and the tuk are going to come and steal my money. I can't sleep. Like, and the stock market collapsed. What is going on? Like this guy in Germany in 2008, he had $11.5 billion. Billion with a B, not an M. $1 billion. $11.5 billion. And because of the economic system, he lost only $2 billion. So he was left with $9.5 billion. He got stressed out and he threw himself in front of a train. Alhamdulillah, the train was okay. But the car was like barbecue, like destroyed, like ground beef. $9.5 billion. What am I gonna do with $9.5 billion? This is what he was saying. Like, people are crazy. If you talk to someone who is having a difficult life, he's not happy with his life. If you ask them, what would make you happy? Those, you know what? I just want to die. I want to die, right? And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also spoke about this in the hadith. Before the Day of Judgment, people will be so stressed out that they will pass by the grave and they will look at the person in the grave and say, I wish I were in your place and you were in my place. And according to the Quran, when a person dies, the first thing they will say when they go to the grave, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونِ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتِ. And as soon they die, okay, you want to die? Die. And as soon as they die, what will they say? Ya Allah, I don't want to die. I want to go back to dunya. So no one is actually happy with what they have. So at the end of the day, you should be happy with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you should do what is good. Because according to Surah Nahl, I'll conclude with this inshallah. من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. Whoever does good, whether this person is a man or a woman, and they are believers, then I, or we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will make them live a happy and a decent life. So there are clues in the Quran and the Sunnah to achieve happiness in this dunya. Most people think that happiness can be achieved through money. We'll talk about this tomorrow, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the best in this life and the best in the life to come, and give us sa'ada, happiness in this dunya and in akhirah. Ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. So, the question for last night, there are 15 sajdas in the Quran. Most of the scholars agree on 14. They disagree on the second sajda in Surah Hajj. According to Imam Shafi'i, it's a sajda. And what do you say in sajda? Basically, sajda wajhiya alladhi khalaqahu wa sawwarahu wa shaqqa sam'ahu wa basara bihawlihi wa quwwati fatabaraka Allahu ahsanul khaliqin. My face makes sajda to the one who created it and created for it the ability to see and hear with his might and power. So blessed is Allah, the best of all creators. If you don't remember this long hadith or long dua, then you just say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la and khalas. It will be enough, inshallah. And the winner is Brother Amir Bitar. Brother Amir Bitar, mashallah. Takbir. Allah. Congratulations. Barakallahu feek. So the question for tonight is super difficult. And as usual, don't Google it, because you will get the wrong answer. We know Surah Rahman is a beautiful surah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his favors in 31 places, and he uses فَبِأَيِّ أَلَىٰ رَبُّكُمَا تُكَذِبُ. Which of your Lord's favors will you deny? So after every single favor, Allah will say, which of your Lord's favors will you deny? But there is one ayah that talks about Jahannam. يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ فَيُخَذُ بِالنَّوَاصِي وَالْأَقْدَامِ فَبِأَيِّ أَلَىٰ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِبَانِ. It talks about punishment and torture in Jahannam and kuffar. Then it says, which of your Lord's favors will you deny? How come that the talk about Jahannam is a favor in the Quran? So you need to do a lot of research. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us beneficent knowledge. If you know the answer, email me before tomorrow. Asa at Imam Mustafa at Anatolia Center, Batsi, Qum al-Salati, alhamdulillah.